China has expanded COVID-19 testing in Beijing. Nearly all 22 million residents in the capital will have to undergo three rounds of PCR tests as authorities try to stamp out a growing Omicron outbreak. Now, this would be the largest testing exercise in the city since the start of the pandemic. Residents have been urged to comply and stay put until they get their results. Now, local officials here have encouraged employers to allow staff to work from home. Large events, including performances, sports and wedding banquets, have been suspended. Health experts believe the fast-spreading COVID-19 strain was spreading in Beijing for about a week before it was detected last Friday. Beijing has reported 33 new locally transmitted cases. Now, this time, it appears there are multiple clusters across several areas. And most new infections have been detected in Chaoyang, which is Beijing's largest district. Now, fears of a strict lockdown have sparked panic buying as residents rush to stockpile food and other necessities. And for more, Olivia Seong joins us live from Beijing. Ollie, you're quite near the center of the rising infections in Chaoyang. Do you sense any panic or fear rising in the city as the cases soar?
Well, you know, if we were to walk around the city as we have been in these last few days, you would see that people are still trying to go about their day as per normal, going to school, going to work. But if you were to talk to them and to observe very carefully, you would see how most of the population and the residents here in Beijing have had their lives affected by the new COVID-19 measures that have been put in place to really stem this outbreak that seems to be getting quite serious. Now, it wouldn't be not uncommon to see people on their way to get a COVID-19 test done or carrying groceries just to prepare to stock up on food or even discussing, you know, what could happen next. There are concerns that a Shanghai-style lockdown may be on the cards for Beijing, and people just want to be prepared given how they have seen Shanghai, this cosmopolitan hub, you know, some people being caught off guard and not having enough food while having to be confined to their homes. There's this other thing that you would notice if you were here where I am in the Chaoyang district. This is Beijing's largest district with 3.5 million residents. Now, on this side, I just want to give you a sense of what's happening here. On this side, you would see that shops are operating as per normal, but just across on this other side to my left, and the camera is going to hit towards that way, you would see that across the road, there are these blue barricades that have been set up. There's also many police on standby outside, and there are these barricades and security, and that's because this area has been placed under strict management as of yesterday by Beijing officials. So the shops on that side of the road are actually all closed, and we're just one road away from that area, and that's because that area has been identified as being of higher risk. Residents that are living in that zone, that is in the southeastern part of Chaoyang district, which is slightly away from the business district area of Chaoyang, residents there have been told that they are not allowed to leave their zones. I spoke to some of them who said that yesterday they underwent COVID-19 tests, and some of them were allowed today to just head out to the nearby grocery stores to just stock up on some food. They say that this is just in case that a residential compound comes under lockdown. The businesses in that particular zone have been told they are not allowed to operate. Only hospitals and those providing groceries and daily necessities are allowed to open. And so there is concern, but also people are saying that there is nothing much that they can do and they will just have to cooperate with the authorities. Now, we've also been speaking to people outside of that zone, but just in this vicinity, and they are saying that life is going on as much as they can as per normal, but they also want to be prepared in case this management zone expands into this area as well. Have a listen.
范围扩大，那没有办法的事情。你说担不担心，肯定担心。但是如果要扩大的话，只能说做好准备吧。
你做了哪些准备呢？就是囤一些那个生活用品什么的。我倒是不担心。因为这病毒，你就是管控了它，空气当中也可以传播嘛，是吧？所以说，你自己做到了，这些防护。 就是最重要的。
And speaking of precautions, Ali, mass testing is underway. Do you see any sign of more virus curbs, especially if the numbers keep going up?
Yeah, that's right. Today, Beijing reported 32 new locally transmitted cases. And so there is concern that these, and there is expectation rather that the case numbers will go up, especially as mass testing gets underway. Overnight, Chinese authorities here announced that 11 more districts would have to undergo mass testing. And now that is on top of the Chaoyang district, which began its mass testing yesterday. So in all, there are 12 districts here in Beijing out of 16 that are having to undergo mass testing. And we're talking about three rounds of tests in the coming week. And that is affecting the vast majority of the population. 20 million out of the 21 million residents will be mass tested in the coming weeks. And with that happening, experts are saying that it's highly likely that more COVID-19 cases will be detected. And so therefore, given China's zero COVID policy, also highly likely that we will continue to see more residential compounds being placed under lockdown. And so people are bracing for that over here. Other new measures have also kicked in. Companies in Beijing have been recommended to lower their attendance in the office, encouraging more people to work from home if possible. Also, Beijing has suspended large gatherings like performances, sports fairs and sports events and trade fairs as well, just overnight. We are also expecting the Labor Day holiday to come up over the weekend, and authorities are advising people here in Beijing to stay put and not to travel. The swiftness in which that the Beijing authorities are moving at is something that is notable. Just to give you some context, this is not the first time that Beijing has experienced a COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began and things kind of settled down, but this time it does feel that things are a bit more serious, as officials have described the situation as grim and that there is still a high risk of transmission of the virus.
All right, Ali, thank you so much for the update. That was Olivia Seong live in Beijing.